know, it all starts with Cam Newton. You know, God can do it all, run, pass. You know, we definitely got to, you know, contain him.
All right, Texans trying to get back in the win column tomorrow afternoon. This is Texans Extra Points. Drew Doherty, Tanya Ganguly, Chris Myers, and what's got to go right tomorrow? What are some keys to the game, keys to a Texans victory? We'll start with you, Chris.
I'm a little biased. It's always my key to victory every game, especially this one, though, with a new starting quarterback. I think the ground game just has to come out firing. And last week, by average stats and everything, we ran the ball pretty well. But I think that the Texans need to be able to come out and establish the run early and often. No matter what their game plan is, being able to have a successful run game is obviously going to be able to open the field up. And to be able to kind of have that for, you know, a freshly started quarterback this season is going to be huge.
Yeah, you know, before we get into your keys, he talked about running the ball. They ran it well, but they didn't run it as much as they wanted to. What did you see from it last week? What do you want to see tomorrow as far as maybe getting some runs established early?
Yeah, I mean, it's hugely important. That's, you know, exactly what Chris was saying. When Ryan Mallett started in Cleveland, they ran the ball a ton.
Yeah.
And it's important to the quarterback's success because this offense, this team does not really function as a team that passes the ball as much as they did last week. And a big function of that was because they were coming from behind. But what they did was they used a combination of guys, and it annoyed a lot of fantasy football players, but that's what we knew they were going to do, because all of these different guys, you can't replace Arian Foster with just one guy. All these different guys had different skills, and I think they, you know, they were able to do some good things. The short yardage needs to get better
right. In
the ground game, but I think it was promising.
Yeah, each one of those three guys kind of had some flashes on Sunday, and really throughout the preseason, right, Chris?
They did. I'm real bullish on the running backs that we have behind Arian while he's sitting out, and I think it's a good kind of combination of when they put them in and out. I think they're doing real well with that, and they all can bust out a long run. So they all got great vision in this offense. But in terms of another key to victory for me, especially, is turnover margin.
I mean,
on both sides, being able to kind of get some on the defensive side and just completely 100% protected. I mean, that's Coach O'Brien's number one thing is ball security every single week.
Yeah. What about your keys?
I mean, turnover margin is huge. You can't turn the ball over, especially twice inside the 15-yard line.
Yeah.
And for the defense, you know, that was a big part of why they were so good last year. They had a turnover in every game except for the season finale, I believe. And so that's something that they've always focused on, and that's very big for this team.
Yeah, and, you know, kind of in union with all of that, if you look at last week, five of the first six series for the Chiefs ended in a touchdown or a field goal. Five of the first six series for the Texans ended in a punt, interception, or a fumble. So you can't start slow and you can't give the ball away like that. It's basic, you know, and cliche, I know, but you touched on it. I mean, they zoomed past the 2013 turnover ratio. You know, 2013, they had, I think, 11. Mm-hmm. Well, they had 11 by the time they played a quarter and a half in Dallas last year against the Cowboys.
Yeah, I think that kind of being able to get back on that trend and getting them and protecting the ball as much as you can, there's going to be, you know, crazy plays in a game where you accidentally throw a pick or, you know, a tip or whatever it is. But being able to be 100% on ball security is huge. And I think that our defense is very opportunistic in terms of being able to get them. So that'll come over time.
All right, last thing before we go. Do we see JJ line up at tight end?
I'm going to go with yes.
I'd say so. I mean, he already said you never know. So we'll see how that plays out.
All right, you heard it here first. They say JJ is going to play tight end. They guarantee it. They put their name on it. They're taking it to the bank. All that stuff. Well, Chris Myers, Tanya Ganguly did a great job this week. Thank you so much for joining
us.
This was a lot of fun.
Thanks
We're going to have
me.
You back. And for those of you watching at home, have a good one. Go Texans.